And so now we're going to hear from Exodus chapter 20, beginning in the first verse, the Ten Commandments. There you go. Then God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God. The Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox, or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. When all the people witnessed the thunder and lightning, the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, they were afraid and trembled and stood at a distance and said to Moses, "You speak to us, and we will listen. But do not let God speak to us, or we will die." Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid, for God has come only to test you and to put the fear of him upon you so that you do not sin." Now here's a text from Philippians chapter 3, beginning in the second half of the fourth verse. "Even though I too have reason for confidence in the flesh, if anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews. As to the law, a Pharisee. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church. As to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this, or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God." Would you pray with me? Oh God, once more, in a moment like this, you remind us that we are not alone, that we live in your world. But as we live in your world, we strive to more fully live into your way of being, the way embodied in Jesus, our Savior. And so now we hear these words written down, spoken amongst your people so very long ago, knowing that they are still relevant today and perhaps in this moment in time, now more than ever, at least in our lifetime. So God, we ask that your word might speak truth and grace into each of our lives. And I pray that the words that you give me to say would be pleasing not just to your ear, but to your heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so our two Bible readings for this morning display people living in liminal space. That's what we're going to talk about a little bit today, liminal space. Residing in liminal space happens when we have left something behind, but we have not fully arrived. It's a transition space, a space in between. The Israelites have left Egypt in their dust. They strain forward toward the promised land. But in our Old Testament reading for today, they are living in the wilderness, receiving the law as spoken to Moses for how they are to live in the transition. Liminal space. They have left, but they haven't arrived. They are in transition. The Apostle Paul, too, is living in liminal space. Christer Stendahl describes Paul's habit of listing his credentials in a word as annoying. Member of the people of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew, born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. This is the privileged life he has in large part left behind. Now he presses on to his final destination, his hoped resurrection and heavenly call. He has left his previous life behind because he knows that it is rubbish, that it cannot and does not fully satisfy. He has left it behind for a life following Christ. Yet he has not obtained the prize, which is only made possible by the sacrifice of Jesus, his Savior, on the cross. That sacrifice which overcomes the separation that sin creates between Paul and God, us and God, heals our wounds and makes us whole. Christ died to overcome Paul's slavery to sin and death, as he did for yours. Paul has left his former life behind and is pressing on toward the life to come. It's interesting that Stendahl refers to Paul's habit of listing his credentials as annoying. But really and truly, as any great evangelizer would, it's a very succinct way of telling his conversion story, his call story, his coming to Christ. This is who I was and who I have left behind. I have been humbled as I realize that I need the grace offered to me in Jesus Christ and his sacrifice on the cross for me. And therefore, I move on towards that heavenly goal. I press on. He is in transition, liminal space. And the truth is that we all live in transition, don't we? We may long for the life that lies behind us or be striving for something we think attainable ahead. We're living in liminal space. But it's how we choose to live in that space that matters. Do we make decisions with the intent of going back to the comfort of what came before? Perhaps we aren't really even living. We reside in a fog because we're living for something that we haven't yet obtained. Life in a COVID world can feel like that sometimes. Perhaps that resonates for you. It does for me. We're just surviving. We've lost our joy. We've gotten pretty grumpy by this point. And we just want to bury our heads under the covers and pray for it to be over or keep so busy the time flies by. But as we live in this liminal space, it helps to remember that we are part of something bigger than ourselves. Today is traditionally celebrated as World Communion Sunday. I imagine, like us, there are many in places far and near who are not gathering together to celebrate the Lord's Supper and wish they were. Communion is eating a meal with Christ, eating a meal with Jesus, eating a meal with our Savior. All those who came before us, all those yet to come, and all those gathered with us in the here and now. It is transcendent. It's a little taste of heaven. But that lovely moment doesn't have to be over when the meal ends. We get to carry it forward with us into the days ahead. That realization that we have a Savior who not only died for us in the past that we might be forgiven and free, but who walks with us in the here and now, rubbing elbows with us at the dinner table, and still somehow is able to prepare a room in God's house that is just for us. Friends, that knowledge has this uncanny ability to bring us joy in the here and now, even on a Sunday when we can't celebrate that meal together. Even as we press on toward tomorrow. So friends, I want to invite you to press on. To press on with joy. And believe me, I know what I'm asking. I know what I'm inviting us to do. There are going to be a lot of moments these days when we have to remind ourselves of where we reside within the grand scheme of things. That we are a part of something greater than ourselves. Something that unites the past, the present, and the future, in the here and now. But friends, let us not forget. Let us remind ourselves again and again when we get a bit grumpy, when we get a bit depressed, when we get overwhelmed and frustrated and stretched too thin, or we're just so bored of sitting around and being isolated all the time. Let us remind ourselves that we have a joy. We have a Savior. And may that make all the difference as we continue to press on. Amen.